Tony
and Terrence, the podcast.
Ready, set, better yet. Got this bitch rocking like we never left. Big time, big, big time. All she want from me is just a little time. Flooded out the venue, ayy. I look better than what I've been through, yeah. It's a celebration, ayy. Cause we made it out the basement, ayy. Stay hungry, stay patient, ayy. Then we made it out the basement, yeah.
Diamonds, you can spot them in my ear. I'm at the jeweler, I ain't copper from the beers. Louis luggage at the bottom of the leer. Hotter than the summer hits, I got them for the year. Cash down, I'm
gonna miss you.
Miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No, no, no. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell them the difference.
Love, love has four letters and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw.
And the break is over.
Just like that. I am back. Aren't you guys glad to hear my voice?
I'll let him come back, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you all didn't read between the lines,
We was having some problems.
Yeah. But it's okay because we're normal.
They were more so personal problems that we needed to address on our own and, you know, kind of evaluate on our own, like I was saying in the last episode, and, you know, come back together to discuss how we could, you know, work things, you know, discuss and communicate better. That's what the basis of the issue was.
Right.
We always say.
Right.
Communication is key, and it definitely is, you guys. It's, if you ain't got it, if you ain't got much. If you don't got good communication, you don't have much in your relationship.
Right. But enough about us, because obviously, we bite.
We're episode 93.
In Spanish, that is nieve un tres. I know that's not it, and I do apologize, but that may be the theme of the episode, sort of, kind of.
No, it's not.
What you mean?
No.
I'm doing things I'm not supposed to. I'm making, no. Okay. Oh. I just probably dug myself deeper into that hole, but yeah. It's all right. For all of our viewing audiences.
Terrence decided to match my fly and wear a hat because I got some straight backs going on under here.
You ain't have to show all of that. And I'm currently losing my hairline, but that is nothing new. So, we're here now.
Yup, hey, it's us.
Tone turns. We back. Always feels good to record with my partner.
Definitely. It's always weird recording by myself.
Right, it's a struggle recording by yourself. Because you're always bouncing off of one person.
You don't know how many times I started over. I was like, oh my God. It was 2:00 in the morning when I was done.
Oh, you was tired.
I was tired.
You was tired. Well, we're not going to take that long. We're not going to be before you long. We're
going to hit a few. Church folks say.
Well, yes. Well, if we talk about black church, then right. We probably going to be
when they say that, they be like 2 more hours.
Right. Weekend recap.
Wow, what did I do this weekend? We didn't do a lot. We just chilled, didn't we? Oh, you went to a wedding.
OMG. So I got invited to a wedding, and the wedding was outside, and it was raining.
Raining?
Drizzling, not, you know, showers, but it was consistent drizzle, and it kept getting heavier, but then it slowed down, but then it kept going. It never stopped the entire time when we was out there, and I tweeted that I take mental notes about what I want and what I don't want in my wedding, and an outside wedding is an absolute no-no.
No.
I'm not going to go into the specifics of the wedding. I'm not going to trash it, tear it down, or, you know, take all bad things. But, you know, a wedding is always a beautiful thing for that couple. So as long as it worked for that couple, then shout out to them. Love is love.
I just know what
I'm not
going to do. Yeah.
Okay? And an outside
wedding
is a no-no. I don't care if it's 76 0.3 degrees outside, no chance of a wind, and I don't care. It's going to be inside. And so everything was outside from the wedding to the reception.
Oh, no.
So while the groom and the bride and the, you know, the party was taking pictures.
And yes, yes, they were.
Yes, yes, they were. I will not, I'm not going to go into, you know, but yes, they were. While they were doing all of that, their the party, the rest of us were just waiting for them to come back over, and we're just standing there, umbrella, and just, you know. But like I said, love is love, and I'm glad they had a great time. Let's see. Besides that,
I chilled this weekend. Did a little grocery shopping, chilled at home. Then I came to see, spend some time with Terrence. So yeah, we just chill, watch shows, caught up on TV shows, and.
I don't know if you all are into Greenleaf, but that show.
We love it.
I love it. And I told Tony last night, I don't like the whole idea of the long lost son and the secret son. It's just throwing everything off.
And Charity need to be kicked out of the family.
Definitely. Clarissa needs to be divorced or some kind of way. How dare you sell that land to the enemy?
And she knew exactly who she was selling it to.
To the enemy.
If you guys don't watch Greenleaf, we suggest that you catch up.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. But, it was, it's definitely a good show. That's one of the shows that we love watching.
It's on OWN.
Definitely on OWN, but of course, Broken Silent, shout out to
people who
don't have OWN and not going to pay for it or don't have regular cable.
Right.
Broken Silence, and that's Silence with a Z. I definitely enjoy that show. Definitely enjoy that show, but tonight, we are going to embark on a journey. It is movie night, and we're gonna
watch a scary movie.
We're gonna try to.
Candyman.
Tony gonna cook up this good meal.
Ooh, I'm so ready to eat.
Yep.
I'm hungry.
So, next time that you are in the bathroom, I will be shutting off the lights.
I will be saying it three times,
and he's gonna show up. Okay.
No. Okay. I'm not gonna stay here. I'm leaving.
Okay, you don't have to. Well, maybe we don't have to watch that, but we definitely would like to try.
Just don't do it. Don't do it in the mirror. There's boundaries.
But it's not real.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm still scared a little bit.
Okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. But chill weekend, adjusting to this weather. Right.
We had a great Sunday at church. By the way,
church
was really good. We met Summer Killens. If you guys don't know her, she's actually the only feature on
I'm glad you said that. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you were talking all last week, so it's my turn.
Wow. Go ahead.
Missy Elliott hasn't dropped a project since 2005 with the cookbook. With the cookbook. So now, 14 years later, she drops an EP. Iconology? Is that how you... Okay. And the only feature on there...
was Summer Killens. What was the name of the song?
Drip Demeanor.
Yep, Drip Demeanor. That's it. She is actually from Lumberton. So L-Town, shout out to you,
L-Town.
Summer,
stand up, L-Town.
For putting it on for Lumberton. She definitely... She has a beautiful voice. Terrence and I actually met her last Tuesday at IHOP. We were there with our bishop and co-pastor having dinner. And, you know, she came to our table. We had a wonderful conversation. She was, you know, basically drawn to us. And her spirit is so beautiful. Like, and she has a beautiful, humble spirit. And, you know, you just would have never thought that she was, you know, featured on Missy Elliott's EP. And
never would have guessed.
It was great meeting someone with a spirit like that, and, you know, as humble as she is. And she actually came to church on Sunday.
Right.
We invited her there, and she joined. She joined the church, and, you know, that's just really a blessing because, you know, with young people, it's really great that we have a foundation, you know, whatever you believe in. You know, just have a foundation, and for us, we believe in God, and we believe in church. We believe in fellowshipping in the church and, you know, being active. So it's just really great, you know, to have somewhere somewhere that can feed your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, shout out to you, Summer.
That was,
God is going to do great things for you, girl.
That whole interaction was just amazing.
Amazing.
And I wish, just being honest, I wish me and Tony was like, cool. Like, when all of this was happening, of course, you know, it was going through our issues. But we were sitting there, and Tony was like, this girl looks familiar. Where have I seen her from? And I'm, you know, I'm just, I don't know the girl. I clearly don't know her. And so out of nowhere, Tony was like, that's Summer. That's such and such ex-girl or ex-girlfriend, all this other stuff. And I was like, what? In my, you know, inside, of course, I was like, oh my God. Like, I've never been this close with someone who's worked with Missy Elliott. Of course, my line brother has met her once or twice, but someone who has actually worked with her, shot a video with her. And if you all haven't seen that video, please check it out.
Check out the video. It dropped last Thursday.
It was a dope video, of course. Yeah. And
dope.
She could have easily just, you know, took her order and left. But she just kept coming back. And she actually kept initiating conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bishop, he was just, all right, this is how I feel. This is what it is. It was a beautiful moment. And I'm so glad I got to experience that with the three of them, Tony, Bishop, and co-pastor. So I'm glad I was there. Glad I was there to experience that.
Right. So go ahead, check that video out. Check out the whole EP if you haven't, because
we got somebody famous to go to the church.
Right. Dope. But that was our weekend, guys. We're about to jump straight into our one culture topic that, well, we actually have two culture topics, but the second one is actually going to segue into our main topic for this episode.
Right.
So, Tom, you going, I meant Tarrant, that's my name.
That's yo. To wait. That is clearly.
Ooh, I'm conceited. I got a reason.
Okay, so jumping straight into it, tea time, darling. Earlier last week, Dwayne Wade posted a picture of his daughter, Gabrielle Union, and his youngest son, Zion. No harm in that, right?
No.
But it wasn't the picture that set social media ablaze. It was the caption of the photo that sent people into a frenzy. He captioned the picture with my girl. Well, he captioned the picture with my girls. And of course, there was a huge discussion as to why he would put that when clearly his son Zion is a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I have my opinion with this as well. But when you see this in the gay community, some guys refer to themselves as girl. You know, they use the pronoun she,
they, you know, whatever, you know, those, they choose, those, you know,
the female pronouns.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed it firsthand. I've seen it on TV. I've listened to people, listened to the gay community call themselves, well, the men call themselves girl and all sort of stuff. So, you know, I appreciate Dwayne Wade for making his son feel as comfortable as possible. He is actually the example.
Right.
The example of what black fathers should be doing when they have a gay son in their home.
You know, we always see, you know, parents kicking their child out or, you know, not claiming them, whooping them until they see the white meat, trying to beat the gay out of them. But when we finally get someone that is, you know, supportive of their child, it's still a problem. And that just goes to show you, America is just never going to be happy, whether you're doing what's right, whether you're doing what's wrong. So that's why it's always important to just remain true to yourself.
Right.
Like you can't please America. It does not matter what you do. And Dwayne Wade, shout out to you for being that positive example, that role model that our males need, especially our black males. No matter who, how they identify themselves, you are a wonderful example. So shout out to you.
Right. And I've seen numerous posts on Facebook and Twitter. And it was even one discussion where I don't necessarily follow this person on Facebook, but he happened just to be in the circle and someone reposted it. And he just said something just real negative. He was like, I can't have my son being gay and all this other stuff. And it's just, that's the black male the toxic black masculinity right. that needs to die immediately. And I really appreciate and I give two thumbs up. And I'm even more of a fan of Dwayne Wade for doing all of this because he has supported his son since day one. He even went to Pride with his son and the whole family, matter of fact. So, and shout out to his older brother, you know, showing him love, ain't nothing changed. So I'm just happy for that family, and I'm glad they can set that example for Black America and what, you know, parents should do when their kids come out to them as gay or bisexual or anything like that. And Gabrielle definitely responded when someone was like, how do y'all feel about this? And she was just like,
I saw that. And she was like, what do you mean? You
know, so
like,
what? This looked like love to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. And so I always love Gabrielle Union, that whole family.
Now, if they would have, you know, just disowned the child, it would have been...
There would have been an entire discussion.
Oh, they don't play that child. Oh, they don't
Let's
play.
Let's cancel them.
Right.
When we get all of this set up, we're going to get mad views. But it's just always a... It's just always a contradiction with Black America.
Yeah.
You know, we support it. Oh, no. Why are you doing this? Or we don't support it. You're canceled.
Right.
What do we want?
That's why you don't care. That's why they don't care what y'all want. They going to do what they want to do.
Because it's
their family.
It's not going to stop them from being gay.
At the end of the day, it's their household. They got to go to each other. They live in the same house. Y'all don't.
Right. And
some of y'all... Never mind.
Okay. I didn't really see too much other stuff that I was interesting to talk about, really, if we missed it. But now we're getting ready to segue into the main topic. But before we do that, would you like to take a break or would you want to keep going?
Let's take a quick break.
All right.
We'll be right back,
because the queen says so.
And we're back. I was hyped.
You was excited, but it's okay.
Because last week I had to do it by myself.
Oh.
It didn't have the same dynamic.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's okay. We bike, though. Right. Both of us.
Both of us back again.
Both of us.
We said we had another cultural topic for you guys, but it's going to correlate with our main topic. I know some of you might have heard about Gina Rodriguez.
And for those of you all that don't know who she is, she plays in Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, she's playing other things as well. A lot of people know her from Jane the Virgin. She is the main character in that show. So she posted on her story last week. She was singing, you know, a refugee song, you know, Lauryn Hill. What song was it?
Ready or Not. Because here I come.
Exactly.
You can't hide.
So she was singing, you know, Lauryn Hill's verse. And in the verse, it mentions, the word nigga is in it. I'm going to say the word because I'm Black. So, of course, social media, Black people, we were just like, wait, what? How dare you not censor, you know, that word, and you're not Black, ma'am.
Mind you, in this video, it seemed like she was waiting for that line to just come, like, just so she could say that part, because she was in and out with the rest of the lyrics that Lauryn Hill was saying. But when it got to the nigga part, she made sure she was heard.
Right. That's what I don't get. Now, I've seen, of course, people talk about on Twitter, this is the discussion that has been going on. Well, why is it a problem with Gina Rodriguez saying the N-word when it's not a problem with Cardi B saying the N-word?
And I've been seeing a lot of discussion about Cardi B. Is Cardi B Black? You know, how does she identify herself? And she's gone on record multiple times and even shouting out people on her live that she's Black. But I seen one comment that stated, oh, well, Cardi B embraces the Black culture, so it's okay for her to say the N-word.
No.
That doesn't mean absolutely anything. And I'm going to counter that with this argument. Eminem has embracing the black culture since he stepped on the
stepped on the scene.
And you have never, ever, at least publicly, heard this man say nigga, not even in his rhymes, not even none of his interviews. And mind you, he hangs out with nothing but black people. So I'm sure he might have been corrected back in the day and he learned from that experience not to say that.
Right.
But Eminem has never, on record, said the N-word. So why does a Cardi B get a pass when she's not really black? Yeah, she grew up around black people, but that's just the sticky part of it, though. That's
right. It definitely is sticky. And that's going to bring me to this this argument. Well, it wasn't even an argument because I wasn't arguing with this young lady. But I got cursed out because I addressed someone on Facebook Messenger who's not black a couple weeks ago. She, on her Facebook story, she was like, her caption for this photo she posted was, this nigga. And I was like, what? So I messaged her on Facebook because I wasn't trying to start an argument. I wasn't trying to, like, come at her, you know, like, disrespectful like she was doing, you know, to my culture. So I asked her, I said, are you black? And she messaged me back a few hours later and was like, what you mean, am I black? And I said, well, you used the N-word in your story, and I was just wondering if you were black. Next thing you know, I get on Facebook, she's on live, cursing me slam out. Talking about, you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot say. First of all, I didn't tell you what you could or could not say. I just asked you one question. And because you knew you were wrong, baby girl, you got mad. Well, because, you know, what was the point of her getting mad over me just asking her, was she black?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She was definitely offended.
Definitely.
Definitely offended.
This girl who was cursing me out on Facebook Live, I go on there. And I'm laughing because I'm really appalled at how angry she was. I'm just like, I'm the black person. If anybody should be offended, it should be me. So I created a post on Facebook and I said, I just got cursed out on Facebook Live because I asked someone if they were black. The girl said the word nigga and I just wanted to know. No disrespect. But as a person of color, I wanted to know why she felt so comfortable saying the word. When she was on live, she kept saying her justification was her friends are black, her kids are mixed with black, and she has sex with black people. That, ma'am, Chelsea,
okay,
is her name, Chelsea Clark, is not a good enough reason. Your kids are black. Your friends are black. The people you have sex with are black. But nowhere in that statement did you say you, ma'am, are black. Nowhere in that. No, you're Indian, whatever that is, you know?
And then the discussion comes down to who can say it.
And who can't.
And who can't. It seems to be that if you're a person of color, yeah, go right ahead. But automatically, if you're white, no. But this is a discussion that needs to be had.
Right. And what blew me was the black people that were defending her because they were her friends. I'm going to read this one comment from a friend of hers. My best friend is Indian, and I don't mind her saying it because it's never offensive when it's said. Example, I say my nigga a lot, so when we about to gossip, the first word is usually big or nigga, let me tell you. I feel like in today's society, it's used a lot randomly than what we were used to. But ain't S-H-I-T, no, like, wait. Oh, but she said, but there's nothing neither one of us can do about it. It doesn't personally offend her to hear other races saying it unless it's used in, you know, offensive manner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. What do you mean, like, it's nothing we can do about it? We can talk about it. That's the best, and you can correct that person. Like, and if you don't take offense for it, then you're offending your ancestors, I feel like. Like, They fought so hard and we fought so hard. It's offensive either way, even as black people, us using it. It's an ugly word, but still, we're black, you know? We took a word that was used to crush us, to make us less than, and we turn it around and we use it as slang now. But that, I guess that's just the beauty in our culture. We can flip something negative into something positive, but it's still just a part of our culture, you know?
Right. I get it.
I don't agree. Like, this one guy commented and said that, you know, from his hood, you know, if somebody says the N-word and they're not black, you know, basically they're going to get knocked out. But then again commented once he realized who I was talking about and said, well, you talking about her, then she might not have meant it in a bad way. It does not matter.
And I think that's where the discussion comes in at. Is it used in the form of race, or is it used in a term of endearment? Or because over time, of course, as Tony has stated, it was always used in a negative light to describe black people. And even if you look up the word, it just says an ignorant person. And so now we, like she said, we flipped it, we turned it around. It can be used as an endearment, like, what up, my nigga? Right. Or it can be, yo, nigga, you know, all this other stuff. But it just, it's frustrating. It's now, frustrating to
me. Can you read this comment? Because I want you to tell me what you feel like she meant from this. Because I'm going to tell you what I think she meant after you read it.
Do you know nigga and nigger is two different words? Really? One being slang from the hood rich society. So sorry if you're not ghetto enough to know when it is being said offensively, or you're too educated and feel everyone should speak a certain way in general. And if they fail to do so, that we are just as ignorant as the word nigger itself. That's judgment at the end of the day. It's all a joke to me, though. Excuse me. I'm just trying to get you to see that it's slang is used in society
is used in the society we live in today regularly. You live in
today, okay.
Regularly. So what I got from that, well, tell me what you think she was trying to say.
She was just trying to really differentiate the nigger and the nigga.
But also, I felt like she was saying, because I asked her, I commented, I said, so, are you saying because she's more ghetto than me, it's okay for her to use it? Because she mentioned, sorry if you're not ghetto enough to know when it is being said offensively. Then I say, and because I wasn't raised in the hood, she's more black because she lives in the projects. She can say the word nigga.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and then she goes on to say, you know, I didn't mean it like that. She was like, coming from your educated ass, you've never spoken like that around me, so I would be shook to hear, you know, basically me speaking in slang like that. First of all, you don't know me. You knew me when I was younger. You don't know me now.
I didn't know you have to have a certain kind of education or
right,
whatever.
Or you had to be from a certain hood, no matter what color you are. If you're from this hood, you can use the word nigga. Like, I just don't agree. And I, you know, I took offense to that. Yeah, I went to college, but I'm still black.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't come from my education. You had the same, you could have went to.
Correct. At the end of the day.
Right.
Chose not to.
And, you know, it just really threw me for a loop. Just like I said, the amount of people that were defending her. So when the girl was on live, guys, she was saying, I want to share a clip with you guys. Hopefully I can with what she was saying. But she was saying, she was just being disrespectful. She was like, I'm going to keep saying nigga until the day I die, probably. And she was just like, nigga, 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 just repeating it over and over.
Now that's being ignorant.
Right. So now, and y'all are still defending her. They, black people still on there laughing like, girl, you wild, you crazy. You like, what?
This, the N-word will never cease because of the ignorance around it. No matter how many times we try to have these, let's not say the N-word, it's always going to be that one person who always will feel entitled black or not, to say it.
Right.
But it's automatically white people, you cannot say it. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't get what's so hard. If you don't have black in you, don't say it. It's as simple as that. It really shouldn't be a question as to who should and should not say it. If you don't have black in you, don't. I made a point to someone who's actually from the same city as me, from Lumberton. This guy that was commenting back and forth with me, because Chelsea is from Lumberton as well. So I was saying, you know, if we were to go to Pembroke and use racial slurs there, we'd be shot. He was saying, you know, if you went to Pembroke, UNCP, you probably have to drop from the university. You'd be, you know, you couldn't attend there anymore, change classes or something. But so when it comes to us as black people, we just give too many passes. That's what I feel. And I feel like it's our responsibility to speak up about it. It starts with us. But you got these black people giving these non-black people so many passes. So that's why they feel like it's okay. Just like, you know, just like the argument with Gina Rodriguez and Cardi B. It's a debate. Well, mm-hmm. If she can say it, why can't she say it? And then at that point, we can't really say much because we gave this one person a pass. Now we got to give everybody a pass. Right. And it's just not right.
Love and Hip Hop star Amara LaNegra, LaNegro, whatever your name is. She went on record to say that it's okay to say the N-word if you're just singing it. That sends that message, you just threw it all out of the window.
Right.
She identifies as Afro-Latina, and, you know, which she does have black in her. But for her to give that pass to someone just because they're singing it or rapping it, I go back to the Eminem situation. He has never said that, okay?
Right.
Point blank, period.
Someone had commented on my post about one of their Spanish friends saying the N-word. I'm going to read their comment. She says, I guess it depends on the relationship and how it's used. I have a Spanish friend whose family is black, and I will say we exchange the N-word here and there. But, you know, she was saying the girl who spazzed out on me on live, she was just like, OD. But still, I asked her, does your Spanish friend say it around other black people? And she said, yeah, like they went to school with white people who act black, whatever that is. And they say it around black people and they didn't care. But yeah, I don't like, how are you okay with that? So someone commented, one of my bigs actually commented, she said, question. Is it okay for a black person to call a Hispanic person a derogatory slur like spick or wetback? And that's the question we should all ask ourselves. Well, non-black people. If I was to call you like, you know, a racial slur, you know, a white person, I call you a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Or like she said, a Spanish person call you a wetback or all these other racial slurs out there. Oh, it'd be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, everybody want to be black. Until it's time, you know, until the cops come around.
Right.
Then you want to identify as whoever you are, whatever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the problem for me. Yeah, there are some people who don't physically look black on the outside who might be black. And that's just where we need to educate ourselves instead of, you know, jumping at people. But I knew it for a fact that this girl who was saying the N-word wasn't black.
She's just gotten so many passes, and that is just, I think it is an education kind of thing. You know, people are not educated enough on the word. It's just, okay, I hear them say it, so let me say it too.
And, you know,
this is a very sticky conversation, but it needs to be had.
One girl tried to defend her talking about, she don't bother nobody, this and that. You came at her all wrong. I would have came at you like that too if you would have asked me if I was black. Well, ma'am, I didn't ask you because first of all, you are black and why are you defending her? Yeah, she might be a good person. I never came for her, her character. I just asked her one question. She blew up. She blocked me on Facebook. after she said what she had to say, I did come for her. I addressed her like a black person should. Y'all just sitting around, you know, sharing the N-word with somebody else that's not black, and it's okay with y'all, but it's not okay with me. It might have been okay with me before I was educated, before I knew my worth as a black person. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm learning more about my culture, it's a problem. It really is.
We're just going to see how everything happens if a white person says nigga, but they respond with, oh, I grew up in the hood, though. All my friends are black.
Right.
My baby mama is or whatever the case may be.
That means nothing.
So
congratulations. Is that what you want?
We're just going to see how that happens, or when a white person were to call her a nigga or whatever the case may be. So
someone else from Lumberton who is a native Indian commented on the post as well. She said saying the N-word as a native Indian is not at all okay. She said, I don't know why natives feel like we can say the word. It's so disrespectful. And I had to thank her. Like, can you please tell them that?
This will be a conversation that black people will defend for the rest of their lives, as far as, you know, their non-black friends are going to.
And I forgot.
Uh-oh.
This one white girl, when we were on live, who we went to school with, I'm Franny, whatever her name is, Francesca Locklear, I think is her name. She said, I say the N-word all the time, and she said, ain't nobody gonna check me and tell me I can't say the N-word. She's not 1 ounce of black.
Well, what is the... I just...
Like, they have some nerve. And they try to justify it talking about you black on the inside. No.
I hate that.
No. What about those people that's black on the outside that got to deal with all this, you know...
I absolutely hate
discrimination,
that.
Racism.
When... Just because a white person attends an HBCU or they always hang around blacks or they've known nothing but black, we automatically accept them as, oh, man, he black or she black. Don't.
Right.
No,
right.
It's not okay. At the end of the day, you
I've
are
never
still
told a white person,
white.
Oh, yeah, you black just because you do black things. No, even when we had the discussion, when we had an episode about who's invited to the cookout, it's not because you act black. It's because you respect the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say nigga, you're not doing anything racist, you're not discriminating against us. That's why you're invited, not so you can say the N-word.
Right.
Hello, people.
Right.
But I'm gonna shut up now. That's all we had
this,
to say. All I had
this
to
this conversation can go on for hours.
It could.
You know.
It definitely could.
A lot of people will defend their non-black friends to the end of this day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are going to
always have
an issue with it.
But wait, if they were to say something, they get mad. Let's say I had a white friend or an Indian friend that I let say the N-word. I let them say nigga. Let's say we get in an argument one day. They end up saying nigger. Oh, then it'll be a problem. They would want to fight. We would want, you know, you wouldn't want to fight that person, then it would be a big problem. That you have to think of it as, it's the same word to me. I'm sorry, it's just the same word. Yeah, we might have flipped it into slang for the black culture. It just, you know, it's just no passes on my end. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Don't say the word. It's just, it's simple.
Very simple.
It's simple.
Well.
But I'm done. I had to get that out.
I was determined not to act out
on Facebook because I'm like, you know, I'm better than that. But, you know, this is my podcast. This is our podcast. And I felt like this was a good space to say how we really felt. And, you know, she might not listen to this episode, but best believe, baby, I'm still talking about it.
You
want to send us out because I'm in an uproar.
You know you send us out. I can't do what you be doing.
Right.
I end up messing everything up. But at the end of the day, we need to have this discussion.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a who can and who can't. I think black people should be the only owners of that word. But of course, with dealing with black people, every mind is different. Right. Every opinion is different. Every mindset.
And last thing, if you black and you have non-black friends that you allow to say the N-word, check yourself.
Check yourself. Check because yourself. At the end of the day, when that white person says it, don't get upset because mm-hmm. you let your other non-black friends say mm-hmm. it who aren't white. So it's a really sticky situation. I'm trying.
It ain't sticky.
It is a sticky.
It ain't sticky.
It is sticky because at the end of the day, black people are still going to allow their non-black friends to say it, and we're trying to get them to not say it. So that's true. Why it's going to be sticky. Right. That's why.
Just, I can't stand black people sometimes.
Right, and you made a valid point. We are too forgiving. That's just what it is. And I remember, I know this probably might be off track, but what if we didn't follow what Martin was saying and we followed what Malcolm was doing, you know? Because Martin was all about peace. Peace. Let's love one another. Let's love our brother. And Malcolm was like, by any means necessary, y'all. Right. By any means. And, you know, I just thought that was really interesting to read. And I was like, well, yeah, like, what if? Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, let me not say that. But, yes, take us out. Right.
We just felt like this topic, we were actually going to do this last week, but it was very appropriate this week since the Gina Rodriguez situation came up. So, you know, like I said, it segued into our main topic. And we, Terrence and I, we're going to continue to educate ourselves because we don't know everything, but we do know if you're not black, don't say the word. But that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. That brings us down to the end of this episode. If you don't follow us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Make sure you follow Tony and Terrence on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, check out our beautiful website, www.tonyandterrence.com, where you can purchase a beautiful, lovely, amazing Tony and Terrence Love t-shirt for the low price of $20, because we do have bills to pay. My phone is actually off, and I need to pay that bill one of these days. But anyway, also check out Tony and Terrence, the playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. Also, just continue to interact with us on our posts, our videos. We love the love that you guys show us every week. You know, we just, our listeners, shout out to y'all. Those who support us in other ways, shout out to y'all. We love it.
And I pray that this episode brings more conversation.
Yep.
More discussion about the N-word. So, to all my niggas out there, thank you for all of the love. Right. Thank you.
All right. It's Tony.
And Terrence. We out.